The Bible clearly states that his people perish because of lack of knowledge. I'm going to talk about that and much more on today's version of Truth to Ponder.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
Thanks for tuning in. This is Jim Calhoun, and I'm sitting in for Bob Bierman today. And Bob will be back tomorrow with another great edition of Truth to Ponder. It's always great to be back on Truth to Ponder, and it's always great to speak to his great audience. And before I get started on the topics, I want to thank everyone for your prayers, not only for Bob Bierman, but also for me. I've had some things happen recently that needed some prayers, and some of the radio listeners were aware of some circumstances, and I really appreciate the prayers. That means just so much to me, so thank you. As I try to get ready to record another program for Truth to Ponder, it never ceases to amaze me how much the world can change in a week. Literally, things just are falling into place as far as biblical prophecy is concerned, and it's also falling into place that is cementing for certain that there's going to be a massive war that's going to be a world war that's already started, by the way, but the escalation is just amazing. But I think that this is going to be something that mankind has never faced before. I think it's a total war. I'm going to expound on that being a total war all through this show. But it seems that every time we turn around, we have another mountain to climb and another obstacle that's put in our way. That is kind of the way life does play out. You have to climb mountains and overcome obstacles. But this is different. The obstacles that are being put in our way are artificial and really don't reflect on the human experience. What I mean by that is that human experience is walking out on a sunny day and feeling the wind on your face. The human experience is seeing a loved one or holding a child or petting a dog or just enjoying life. And also the human experience is the opposite. It's the bad things that happen to people. But in the natural, we can get our head around things and we can work our way through it. But what's happening now is unnatural with all the technology that's changing everything and the artificial intelligence and all of the things that are making mankind obsolete. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. And so we have to live in truth and we have to understand what truth is. And we have to understand that we have to guard ourselves. We have to keep ourselves from being used as just a pawn in the scheme of things. And I know it seems that I've been harping against smartphones and other technology. And honestly, I've got to say, I think the technology is wonderful. And in the right hands, used for the right purposes, I think that the modern technology is absolutely wonderful beyond words. But I also know that there's very powerful tools that are in the hands of very flawed people. All of mankind is fallen in nature. And mankind can't be trusted not to use this new technology against their fellow brothers and sisters in this world. We cannot trust that the technology is going to be used only for good things. It seems like every military of the world will try to grab up anything that can help their country militarily. And so everything gets militarized. And President Eisenhower said it really well when he said to beware of the military-industrial complex. And it's larger now than back then. Has more power, it's more deeply rooted. And all of these wars and conflicts are kept going just to make a lot of people wealthy that are investors in this military-industrial complex. And life is considered to be cheap, and a lot of people want life as we know it to end. They want to morph it into something that it isn't. And it's really hard for people to deal with things when they're dealing with things that are, but they shouldn't be. We're dealing with having people lose their jobs to a robot or some other artificial intelligence. Some of the people that are at risk are all the animators for the books and for the films, for television. Animators aren't needed anymore. All they have to do is enter into a computer, into the artificial intelligence, and tell the artificial intelligence what kind of character they want and how they want it portrayed. And there it is, right before their eyes. And so you don't need to have teams of people that are developing characters as far as in animation. And that's just a drop in the bucket. It's been said that within several years, all of our automotive jobs are going to go away. All of our automotive jobs are going to be handled with robotics. And if you look at a modern assembly plant right now, most of them are robotic. They have people that actually are running the show as far as programming the robots and making sure that they're maintained. And all of those things are going to eventually be taken over by artificial intelligence. But when you try to tell people that mankind is being made to be obsolete, they just don't want to hear it. They won't hear it. And it's called having ears to hear and eyes to see. And a lot of people are really frustrated because they're surrounded by people that refuse to hear, refuse to see. And when you're trying to save people like that, as far as save them from any harm in any upcoming war or hardship, it's just really tough to keep a good attitude and a hopeful, cheerful attitude that these people are ever going to wake up and actually open their eyes. But we do perish for lack of knowledge. I think that God is on the move today like He always has been. And God is revealing things to people, and He's speaking to people through revelations. And lots of people are getting the same messages. Things are being revealed to them. And most people that have things revealed to them will tell others what God has put on their heart. I think it's time we took these people serious. The people that seem to know what's going on, and they're trying to blow the whistle. They're trying to be the watchman on the wall. They're trying to tell mankind of the dangers and how much danger they're in. And it's not because people want to be known and recognized. It's not a look at me. There's none of that going on. People are genuinely terrified for the future of mankind. And God has put it on their heart to tell people why they are terrified. And again, most people don't have eyes to see or ears to hear. But we have to look at the truth of what is really going on. And the truth is the world is being changed systematically, brick by brick. But it's not done by just one person and one brick at a time. It's done by multiple groups of people doing multiple groups of bricks at a time. In other words, the changes are happening very fast, and they're going to be very permanent. And so people that long for the good old days, they haven't seen anything yet as far as what's going to make them want to go back in time and live a simpler life. Things have been getting out of hand for decades. And I would say that those chickens are now coming home to roost. Everywhere you look, there's a lie. Everywhere you look, there's some sort of scam. Everywhere you look, there are people that are bending and twisting and taking truth and just making it unrecognizable. And that makes it really hard to live your life day by day, not knowing what's right, what's wrong as far as what you've been told. And I know that God has put some things on my heart, and I've been sharing them. And I'm going to revisit a few of the things I talked about because I want to make sure everyone gets the message. Do you realize that if you put a mouse trap out with no bait, you might happen to catch a mouse if you put it in the right place and the mouse has to go past the trap? There is a chance that you will catch a mouse. But if you want to ensure that you catch a mouse, you have to put bait on the trap. Have to put some food on there. And if you put some food on there, The mouse will ignore this odd thing that he sees laying on the floor and go directly to the food and get snapped. That's how a mouse trap works. Well, I'm going to compare people to mice here. Almost all of this modern technology that does have wonderful things, you can do wonders with modern cell phones, you can do wonders with modern computers. The technology that's being developed right now is amazing. And we sit back and think, well, isn't that nice? These people are developing all of this technology for mankind. And I'm sure there are some of the developers that do feel that way. But ultimately, the good things that the technology does is nothing more than a piece of cheese. And so your personal life and your business and maybe your children's lives and just everything that you come in contact with goes on to some social media or is connected with a smartphone or a smart appliance or just anything like that that you start relying on. There are people that use the box in the corner that tells them what time it is and tells them anything they ask. There are people that consider that box almost a part of the family. Technology can be very addictive. And I do believe they made it addictive on purpose. And so they can reel people in. And all the great things that smartphones do are just awesome. I have nothing against the technology. It's the people behind the scenes that have me really, really concerned. I was in a car the other day that had a little box, kind of a stick-on thing, about the size of automotive fuse box. If you remember, the glass fuses came in a little tin box. It looked kind of like that. And it was stuck underneath the rearview mirror on the windshield of the car. And of course, it was on the inside of the car. And what that is a monitor. And so the insurance company will know if you're a safe driver. And so they say, put this monitor on your car and you'll save some money. If you drive safe, you'll get discounts. And I have no doubt that they're not false advertising. They will discount something. But in a month or two, they'll come up with another type of a charge, whether it be a surcharge or just a hidden fee, that they'll eventually get their money back. And people say, isn't this wonderful? These insurance companies are putting these devices out to monitor people's driving. Well, in a positive world where people were honest, sure, that's not a bad thing. But now is the time to go gray, meaning you don't want to be surveilled at all for any reason. But yet, here these people are just volunteering to be spied on. Volunteering their information that can and will be used against them in lots of instances, plus the information will be sold. Information is power. And right now we're on a power trip. We're trying to gather information about everybody 24/7. They want to know everything about you. And so what they do is they spy on you. Now, if someone was tapping your phone and listening to your conversations, you would probably get really upset and say, someone's tapping my phone, that's illegal. But yet, you're volunteering all this information to Google and all the other different places that gather information. You're volunteering it. They don't have to tap your phone. You go onto social media and you tell everybody what you had for supper and what you're going to have for breakfast and who you've spent time with and what you do and what you like and how you are. And you just put all this information out. But yet if someone was tapping your phone, you'd be angry. You see what I'm trying to get at? That piece of cheese in the trap looks really good. Looks like your favorite kind of cheese. And so here's all these people going for the cheese, not realizing that these surveillance type of contraptions, this technology that they're carrying, is actually in the long run going to be their enemy. I know people think that I overstate things when I'm talking about this kind of technology, but I think there is going to come a time where all of this information is going to come back and really bite you. All of these devices, when all the information is put together, They know who you are, where you live, your habits, who you voted for, where you went to school, who your spouse is, the names of your children and your pets. They know each day you go to the grocery store. They know how much you buy. They know what you buy. They know what you take into your house. And then to top everything off, people can watch you walk into your house with spy satellites that are like Google Earth and similar type of things where they can zoom in on your license tag on your car and read that tag from way, way, way up in the atmosphere. But yet we're not angry about that. But if these same people would tap your phone, boy, wouldn't you be mad. And what about all the texts that you send? Every text message that you've ever sent is stored somewhere on a cloud. Now, why would they do that? Why would they store all of this text? For what purpose? The only reason that I can come up with that your texts are being stored is so if you get in trouble with the law, law enforcement will be able to do the right things to have access to all of your records, including your emails and what you said to who and when you sent it and what they said back to you. When George Orwell wrote that novel, 1984, one of the catchphrases of that novel was, "Big Brother is watching." We never wanted to have Big Brother to be watching, ever. But yet Big Brother is bigger and badder and stronger, and he's watching us closer. But we just let it happen. But if they were tapping your phone, boy, wouldn't you be mad. Think about it. We're giving all of this information out to everybody. I know right now there's scams going on all the time on cell phones and on social media. Just scammers are scamming millions of dollars from people. And one of the reasons they're able to scam so many people is that they have access to all your information. They know where you bank. They might not know your account number, but they know where you bank, and they also know how much money that you normally have in the bank. And there are devices that they can go to gas pumps, and they can steal the credit card information that was in the gas pump from previous transactions. And they can get credit card numbers. And it just goes on and on. As far as you can see, it's nothing but a murky mist of lies and deception and people who are scamming and people who are buying and selling information about you on a daily basis. And so the truth that I want to get out to everyone today is the truth that you're being spied on. Every hour, every minute of every hour of every day, almost everything you do is known by somebody else. And we used to be a nation that absolutely loved our privacy. And we will say, yeah, we want our privacy, but yet we allow all of these things to happen. And what's really scary is that the people crossing our southern border, they haven't been surveilled yet. We don't know who's crossing. Now, eventually, they're going to fall into the same trap that we're all in. They're going to be spied on eventually. But we have a whole bunch of people that are very gray coming across our border, and they can slip through any crack and go anywhere they want because there's not any information on those people yet. And so the good people of the United States and Canada and all of the Western nations, the law-abiding people, are being spied on and their information's being sold, and you're being harassed by salesmen and scammers. But yet we let all these people come through the border and not even know who they are. You contrast that. They know everything there is to know about Aunt Jane, but there are terrorists that have crossed our border that they didn't even bother to stop them and ask them what they were doing at the border. Didn't ask them their name, didn't ask them where they were from, what they're doing here. They just let them in. And so the hypocrisy of this massive surveillance against law-abiding citizens, but no surveillance at all, at least not yet, on all these illegals that are coming into our country is just amazing. But yet we watch this happen. We sit back and just watch it happen. and say, oh, isn't that bad? Yeah, it's pretty bad. But we don't do anything about it. And that's one thing that's real frustrating to me is that, first of all, what should we do about it? And second of all, why isn't anyone coming up with any ideas? If we are to save our republic, then we're going to have to really roll up our sleeves and get to work. But I think it's much bigger than just saving our republic at this point. I honestly think that the whole well-being of mankind everywhere, all over the earth, is at risk. We have people that are quote-unquote in power. They're not elected. They hold meetings and get together and decide the fate of the world because, you know, they're elite. They know better. So we have all these people that are psychotic, demonic, and some of them are just downright stupid, that are actually controlling the world. Have you ever watched Bill Gates? Have you ever really watched the man? Have you ever listened to him? Would you have him balance your checkbook? I wouldn't. Would you have Dr. Fauci watch your animals? Of course not. Would you have Bill Clinton watch your teenage daughters? I don't think you would. But yet, we have these people that we put on pedestals and they're our leaders and we just do what they say. And so the truth of the matter is that we're going to have to wake up. We're going to have to see what's actually happening to mankind. And I'm not trying to say I'm anyone special, but God has really revealed to me what mankind is facing. And I see it. I see it just plain as day. And I try to tell people, I try to warn people, and they just look at me like I'm just absolutely nuts. But mankind is being set up right now for a massive fall. Absolutely massive. And the people are not going to know what hit them. There's an old saying about deer in the headlights, and that's exactly what's happening right now. We have 99% of the people are just looking at things with deer in the headlights look. They don't know what's about to crash into them. They don't know that they're just about to meet their end. And that's where we're at right now. We're deer on the road, and we need to get off the road. We need to do something. But we can't stand in the middle of the road just looking at the headlights saying, I wonder what that is. And that's what we're doing. And our people lack knowledge because they're not open to receiving knowledge. And on the second half of today's program, I'm going to talk about gaining knowledge because I don't want you to be a statistic. I want you to get through this mess as unscathed as you possibly can. But we have to wake up, and we can't just be half awake. And we have to put away our sacred cows. Probably the best example is thinking that everyone else's senator is awful except my senator. My senator's a good guy. All the others are horrible, but mine's good. Everybody in every state says the same thing. And it's time we wake up to the fact that our whole system has been infiltrated by communists, by one-worlders, by Marxists, by demon-possessed people. The whole institution is absolutely corrupt. But yet, not my senator. That's the way they're able to keep this thing going, this facade that people have a voice, this facade that we're a republic, that we're a government of, for, and by the people. At one time, we were. But now it's just a house of cards. Built on sand. It's just rickety. And these people that are in power, some of them are just puppets. They don't have enough mental capacity to go through a drive-thru and order a hamburger. This Maxine Waters she's just out of it. I don't think she's ever really been with it. I think she's always been pretty much just out there. I don't think she's smart enough to even run a small business, let alone be in positions of power. And look at Mitch McConnell. I think about the only thing he could do at this point is sit in a corner and drool. But yet, this man has power. Look at Joe Biden. Open your eyes and look. It's like we're following these people down a drain. We have some of the lowest people ever put into government. And I'm talking about low character. I'm talking about demonic, horrible people. People that you wouldn't even have as a friend. You wouldn't have them in your house. But yet you vote for them. And these people sold us down the river. And these people are doing everything in their power to destroy your faith. And they're destroying our country. But it's not just our country. It's the entire world. They want to destroy the world. They want you and me to be dead and gone. They want to control everything. And that's what they're trying to do. And they put all these people that are basically just, I don't know if they've all had a lobotomy or what's wrong with these people. They're just, there's nothing there. The Mitch McConnells and Joe Bidens and all these people that have no business having any power. None whatsoever. But yet, there are leaders and they're passing laws and they're signing laws and they're also signing executive orders. And we must blindly follow, even though they're the head lemmings and they're jumping off the cliff and everyone else wants to follow them and simply jump off the cliff with them. We need to open our eyes, folks. Mankind is being played. We've been had. I think Satan is really enjoying what he's doing to mankind. And it's time mankind woke up and saw Satan for what he really is. He's a coward. Satan is a coward. He's a deceiver. He's a scam artist. He's one of these people that you don't want to talk to. He's one of these people you don't want to see. He's one of these people you don't want to know. He's one of these people you want to resist. He's one of these people you want out of your life forever. But yet people go along with his satanic system. They still do the same old things. Even though they see that the whole country and the whole world is falling apart at the seams, everyone's just doing the same thing over and over and over. And when you try to tell them, wake up, wake up, they say, I don't see nothing wrong. And then you have the mainstream media and the politicians that say, move along, nothing to see here. Well, I'm going to tell you, I see it. And it's time we wake up and saw the truth. And the truth of the matter is that we're perishing because we're not walking in truth. And we don't have the knowledge because God is giving us the knowledge, but we're not seeing it. We're not hearing it. And I'm going to come up with some solutions on the second half of the program. But before we go to the mid-show break, I would like to ask for you to prayerfully consider supporting this ministry. I believe that Truth to Ponder is vital in today's world. I think we need this ministry. I think the world needs the ministry of Bob Bierman and Truth to Ponder. I really do. If you would like to contribute to keep this show on the air, it's easy to do. Go to the website, which is truth2ponder.com. Click on the support tab and it'll guide you how to support this ministry through a Christian funding site called GiveSendGo. Or you can send a check or money order. You'd write the check payable to Ancient Word Radio. You'd mail to Truth to Ponder, P.O. Box 510, P.O. Box 510, Chilhowie, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowie, Virginia. And the zip code is 24319.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
The two Tashlichs coming up. Shalom Aleichem. This is the nice Jewish boy, Jonathan Kahn, your Jewish connection, bringing you the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus. Now get your pen out as fast as you can so you don't miss out on receiving a special free gift you're going to get and love in a moment. There's something in Hebrew called Tashlich. Try it. Tashlich. It's a special ceremony where Jewish people around the high holidays, they go to a river and they reach into their pockets and cast the lint out to the river. Symbolic of their sins, casting their sins out. Well, the word actually appears in the prophets. In Micah, it says Tashlich, meaning you, God, will cast away our sins. You will cast. That's what it means, to cast away. You see, God's not just sitting up there trying to judge us. That's not what he's about. All salvation comes from him. He's the one who wants to save us more than we do. He wants you to be forgiven more than you do. He wants you to be free more than you do, more than I do. And he's the one who casts our sins away into the sea of forgetfulness. It's his work. But on the other hand, that doesn't mean we don't do anything. No. Bible says we have to cleanse ourselves as well in him. In his cleansing, we have something to do. Since God has cast away your sins, it doesn't mean you don't do anything. It means you do the same thing. You've got the power and the responsibility to cast your sins away from your life. Cast away their stain, their guilt, their impurity, their habits, their presence, their remembrance, the practice of the sin. Cast away every trace of that sin and cast it as far as possible. You see, God is not only removed, but he's cast it away as far as the east is from the west. But it means you need to do the same. You got the charge, you got the call, you got the power. So my friend, start casting. Want more? Ask for Tashlich on CD. Now, how'd you like to receive special daily meditations and teachings with the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus? Give you victory for every day of your life and updates on Israel, world events and prophecy and sapphires and the incredible mystery of the temple doors on CD, all free. How do you get it? Easy. Just write down the name of Jesus, the real name, Yeshua, and you dial it. That's it. To receive your free gifts, just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. You will be blessed, but call now 1-800-YES-HUA-1, Yeshua. I invite you to join me in the Great Commission. To bring salvation back to his ancient people who gave you the gospel and reach so many people around the world the most incredible way through shortwave radio, blanket the earth, touch the saved, the lost, and save them. It's amazing. How? Just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. That's Yeshua, YESHUA-1. Or you can write me direct. Just write to the Nice Jewish Boy, Box 1111, Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, 07644. It's the Nice Jewish Boy, Box 1111, Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, 07644. Well, till next time, this is Jonathan Kahn saying, cast it out, my friend. Shalom Alechem. Peace be to you in Messiah. Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
Welcome back to the second half of Truth to Ponder. This is Jim Calhoun sitting in for Bob Bierman today. Well, today I've been talking about people not having knowledge because they're not seeing it, they're not hearing it, because they don't have eyes to see or ears to hear. And if there ever was a time for us to get on our knees and pray to God and pray for discernment and to ask him to open our eyes and open our ears and reveal to us what we need to have revealed, now is that time. And so the second half of the show, I want to talk about gathering the information that we need and so we don't perish. God has really put it on my heart to be a watchman on the wall, and he's put it on my heart for me to do everything I can to help as many people as I can. That's the reason that I'm helping Bob Bierman, and I hope that I'm helping you. I want everyone to live their life to the fullest, and I want them to live the life that God intended for them to live. And right now we have so many people that are playing God, like Dr. Fauci and the entire Clinton clan and the Obamas and the Bill Gates and the Klaus Schwabs and all these horrible people that are trying to play God. And then you have the scientists that are behind the scenes doing everything in their power to try to wreck everything. They say they're trying to make things better, but do you really make things better by wrecking what God made? Is that really making things better? Well, it's not. And it's time for us to stand up for God's creation, to stand up for humanity as a whole, stand up for God's creation, all of his animals and the birds and the insects, just everything that God has made. The grass, the trees. We need to stand up for God's creation because God's creation is crying out right now because God's creation is under attack. The chemtrails coming down, killing the plants and ruining the streams and poisoning our lungs and the lungs of the small animals. That's happening. It's happening at an alarming rate. We have scientists that are altering what food is. Do you realize that real corn is almost extinct? There are people that raise open pollinated corn and save their own seeds, and I'm one of them. And I'm trying to come up with kind of a Noah's Ark, kind of a seed bank, before the GMO comes in and wrecks everything. I know a lot of farmers love the yield and they love the GMO, but in the long run, again, that's cheese in the trap. If you have your entire operation scaled to include the higher yield and the things that are beneficial from the genetically altered food, once that is taken away, you won't even have the resources or the knowledge to raise anything else. In other words, they're taking you out to the deep water, and then they're going to drown you. That's what they're doing to the farmers right now. They're taking them to the deep water. And just a side note, we have the farmers in Europe that are fighting like mad. They're breaking through police lines and barricades. They're openly fighting with the police on the streets. The police have riot gear and water cannons, and I now see that the farmers must have some ex-military among their ranks, because the farmers are starting to fight a strategic war. They're not just a bunch of farmers running around. They're getting organized, and they're able to counter what the police are doing. And you might say, well, they shouldn't be doing things to police. Well, the police are on the wrong side. They're working for the people that want to destroy them and everyone else. And that's one of the first things we need to do, is wake up. Wake up. Things are never going to go back to normal, ever. There's going to be a new normal. It's either going to be a new normal as seen by the demonic people, or it's going to be a new normal that we're going to make for ourselves. Because our normal is never going to come back on its own. Someone is going to make it happen. So it comes down to us or them. So you have to make a choice. I had a listener to my show send me a nice letter, and he wanted me to talk about several topics. And one of the topics that he wanted me to talk about was surviving the radiation that he sees coming from a nuclear war. And he said in his letter to me that people say, oh, they're just going to all die. And he says, nonsense. There are ways that you can protect yourself from fallout and radiation. And he's absolutely right. And that's kind of the genesis of this whole show, is that I was thinking, people seem to want to give up, or they think it's hopeless because they're told it's hopeless. But we have to take it upon ourselves to gain the knowledge. And I agree with the man. I do believe that we're going to see nuclear weapons used very soon. I think all of the listeners to this episode need to pay close attention to what I'm about to say. The time is growing short. There was a time when Noah was in the ark, and that time came when the door of the ark was closed. Once that door was closed, if you were not in the ark, you were toast. We are fast approaching a time where the door is going to close. And the door that is going to close is the door that is going to allow you to gain knowledge to where you can survive. But first you have to wake up. And you have to understand that that door is there. It's big, it's heavy, and you're not going to be able to open it no matter what you do. Once it's shut, it's shut. And while we still have the chance, we need to look at every aspect of our life. And anything that you have a question on, you better get an answer to it. You need to know exactly what you're going to do when you hear over the radio or by word of mouth or however you hear it that nuclear weapons are being used. You need to know what you're going to do. You need to know where you're going to go. You're going to need to know what's there in that place you're going to go, whether it has food or water or Geiger counter, whether it's protected from fallout. There's so many questions. And it's time that you woke up and started asking yourself the question, what am I going to do if? Because if is going to happen. I don't know when, I don't know to what extent. But if things get as bad as what I think they're going to get, I think we're heading straight into a nuclear winter. I think it's going to get that bad that fast. And people that just think that, oh, it's going to all iron out. No, it's not. There's too many evil people that are in power that want to see this happen. And I'm thoroughly convinced that there's something in Ukraine that the world cannot find out what's there. And personally, I think it's a biolab. This is just my opinion. but I think there are things happening in scientific labs in Ukraine that just cannot be known by the public. And so, therefore, under no circumstances is Russia to win this war and to find out what the West has been doing in Ukraine. They're acting like Ukraine is the Holy Grail, like it's the most important place ever. And they're saying that it's of vital interest to the world that Ukraine stays free. Well, Ukraine's not free right now. The person running their country is a tyrant. He's a dictator. He canceled elections. He's jailed people that are, he's jailed Christian people such as pastors and others. And they have goon squads going door to door, and anyone that is able to fight, they're basically dragging them out of their house and hauling them off. The old term used to be shanghaied. But yet, they're free. They're a democracy. Well, democracies are evil and they're bad. Representative republics are good. Democracies are not. And I know that the mainstream media and all the politicians have done their best for the last 20 or 30 years to claim we're a democracy, and we're not. We never have been a democracy. As a matter of fact, our founding fathers had a long discussion about democracies and decided against that. And so we have lies coming at us from every angle. They're lying to us about everything. And that's another part of the truth that you need to understand, is that we live in a world of lies. Lies and deceptions, because I do believe Satan has been turned loose, and I do believe that he is searching the world, finding people to devour, and I think he's devouring multitudes of people. The lies and the deceit that we have to deal with on a daily basis is just unprecedented. There's so many lies and so much deceit that people don't know what's true at all anymore. There are people that believe that people and institutions are the good guys, they're the white hats, when in reality, they're the ones causing everything. I know this is a strange analogy, but there's an old Three Stooges short where Moe has Larry's head in a door, and he's pushing on the door, and he's pulling Larry's hair, and Larry's screaming. And of course, Moe is the one that pushed him in there and was doing all the damage. And then he finally opens the door, and Larry looks at him and says, "Oh, thanks, Moe. I wouldn't have known what to do without you. I would have never got out of there." When it was Moe that put him in the first place. That's what's happening, folks. We have a lot of these things that are, a lot of the situations we're in are man-made, and they're made for the specific reason to bring us down as a society. Everywhere you look, our society is crumbling. And we have to do things about it. Now, getting back to the door that's closing, you need to find out how prepped you are. How many cans of beans do you have? How many pounds of rice? You need to know what you have, and you need to figure out how you're going to ration it. Because if you don't ration your food, if you don't start by rationing and think, well, this isn't going to last very long, or I have enough, you're going to run out. And you're likely to run out in a very bad and inopportune time to run out of food. You need to know how many calories are in that food. You need to know how many calories you need to have in a day. Now, this is the kind of knowledge you're going to need, or you're going to perish. You're going to need to know just how effective your gas mask is. You're going to have to know just how effective your Geiger counter is. You're going to need to know where you're going to go in case of a nuclear exchange. You need to know the characteristics of radiation and what its half-life is, and you need to be able to diagnose if someone is suffering from radiation sickness. In other words, you're going to have to get on a learning curve and a growth curve that some of you probably haven't been on in your entire life. I am thoroughly convinced that that passage in the Bible says his people perish for lack of knowledge. I think it's very applicable to today. And you need to gather all the knowledge that you can on any subject that God puts on your heart to learn about. And there is so much to learn that it would be very easy to get discouraged and say, well, I don't want to live through it anyway. Well, that's the wrong attitude. I'm sure there are people counting on you, so you better not let them down. And there are going to be new leaders that are going to spring up. These people that call themselves leaders, they're not leaders. They're deceivers. And they're going to go away. Their time is almost done. I'm not going to say they're going to expire or die, but I think their power is going to be stripped. As a matter of fact, I don't think they have power anyway. I think that they're just figureheads to the people behind the scenes. But even the people behind the scenes are going to lose power. We're going to have fresh, new leaders that are real leaders, people that are leading their own communities and trying to save lives. I'm going to give you an example. It's one of my favorite examples. There was a famous medicine man, and his name was Sitting Bull, and he was the only Native American that ever became chief of his tribe when he was a medicine man. But when the European settlers came through and brought their diseases with them, the Native Americans had no immune system that could handle the diseases, the viruses, the things that were just totally foreign to the Native American. And so multitudes died because they had no immune system to handle what was killing them. But Sitting Bull did his best to wake his people up and to help his people. And he came up with a remedy that would fight cholera and all sorts of different viruses that were brought in. And he saved his people. And he became their leader, because in very hard times, when their people were dying and they had no hope, they didn't know what was killing them, they just knew they were dying. Sitting Bull was able to save his people. Therefore, he was a true leader. He was a natural leader. And there are going to be new leaders that are going to spring up. People that are wide awake. People that really know what is happening and what has happened. And better yet, knows what needs to happen. And you might be one of those people that are going to assume a leadership role. But if we don't start thinking past this, then I think that we're in trouble. Because on the other end of this is going to be total devastation. If you've ever seen the pictures of Hiroshima or Nagasaki after the atomic blasts in World War II, I'm not saying that physically everything's going to look like that, but culturally and structurally, and the new world order that is dead on arrival, won't have any power. There won't be any structure whatsoever. It's going to just be total mess. And people are going to need leadership. They're going to need people that are going to step up. And the people that are going to assume natural, and I'm talking about natural leadership. I'm not talking about this phony leadership that we have today. The leaders of tomorrow are going to have to know what they're talking about. They're going to have to know the solutions. They're going to need to know the answers to the questions. And that door has not been closed yet on the ark. And the door of opportunity has not closed yet. I think it will soon. You need to pick as many topics as you can possibly think of. And if you can't commit it to memory, gather information. Make sure it's on paper. Make sure it's nothing that's stored in a cloud or on a computer. You don't want it on a hard drive. And you need to build a library. You need to build a notebook. You need to become an expert at surviving everything. Flood, drought, famine, pestilence, war, radiation, tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, literally. And the reason I mention the last two is that the Bible is very clear about the end times, that there will be earthquakes in diverse places, and there will be volcanoes and all sorts of things that are going to happen in the end of days. And I'm convinced that we're right there. We might not be exactly in the Great Tribulation, but if the Great Tribulation is a mountain, we're definitely in the foothills. And we need to make a top priority to become an expert at everything that we're doing, especially when it concerns our survival. You need to be an expert in keeping your family safe. You need to become an expert of keeping your community safe. All these people that think that you're nuts because you're preparing and they have the deer in the headlights look, there may come a time where you're going to be their only hope. And there might come a time where they're going to look at you and say, man, we wish we would have listened to you. And I do know that God is putting a delusion on some people and they're handed over to a reprobate mind. And there's a lot of that happening too. I know I've talked to several people that will never wake up. They're so delusional that they're just giddy in their delusion. And so you just have to let them be in their delusion. There are some that I don't think are meant to come out of their delusion. But there are some that are being lied to, that if they're told the truth and they're pointed in the right direction, I think that there are more people that we can get safely through that door before it closes. But if I was going to have an analogy of where the world is right now, we are the Titanic, and we hit the iceberg about 15 minutes ago. That's where I see us in the time of things. The evil things that are going to cause even more evil things to happen, they've already happened. And the groundwork has been laid, the frames have been built for a very horrible world war that's going to use all sorts of new technology that we've never seen before, energy weapons that will literally melt people. I've had so many people contact me about things they've seen, different kind of aircraft and different kind of weaponry, and some of it I believe, some of it I don't. I can't verify very much of it. But I do know that energy weapons are real, and I do know that they're going to use them. And I do know that the powers that be are going to do everything they can to hold on to power. And they're going to hold on to that power as they go down the drain. Here's another analogy for this show. I usually don't use this many, but in one of the Star Wars movies, there's the time where Darth Vader wakes up and he has to choose between killing his son or going against his evil master. And Darth Vader chooses his son, and he fights against this all-powerful evil entity. I don't know who he was. I'm not really into that. But I remember the scene where Darth Vader picks him up and throws him down this endless shaft of nothing. And that's where we're heading as a society, is to the endless shaft of nothing. As Darth Vader, through this person that thought he was the leader of everything, I'm sure as he was falling, he still thought he was leading everything, even though he'd been vanquished, and he was going down the pit. And I have no doubt that our leadership that we have worldwide is going to be the same way. As they're going down this abyss that they're never going to come out of, they're going to still think they're all-powerful, they're going to still think that they matter. I'm sure that Mussolini in Italy, back in the 1940s, I'm sure that he had a high opinion of himself up to the moment he died. I know that when he was captured, he told the soldiers that captured him that he would give them an empire if they spared his life. He had no empire to give, but yet, in his deluded mind, he thought he still had all sorts of power. He tried to buy his life, and he failed. There's going to be an awful lot of that kind of thing happen. And your safety and the safety of your family is going to hinge on what you do today and what you do tomorrow morning and what you do the next day. And if you decide to put your head in the sand and say, well, it'll all work out. Well, God bless you. I hope it does. I really do. I hope that you and your family are just wonderful. But the chances of you coming through this are much less than if you took what I'm saying seriously and actually did the studying. And also, if this doesn't happen, if everything I'm saying is overstated and the world does not see an exchange of nuclear weapons, and people say, well, they wouldn't do that. Well, too late. We already did in World War II. So mankind is capable of it. But if we stick our head in the sand, we're going to be the ones that are going to perish. And even if what I say does not happen, there's nothing wrong with gaining knowledge and expanding your mind. You might learn about other things that can help you in other ways. That's the beauty of an education. As you're learning, you can pick up all these different nuances and come up with fresh new ideas as you're reading someone else's idea. It can become almost contagious. It can become almost spontaneous, how you can expand your mind and you can sharpen your thinking. And so if you actually will do what I'm suggesting, the worst that can happen is that you might waste a few days, that you might waste some of your time studying. But it won't be a waste unless you make it a waste. If you thumb through the pages of what you're reading and don't really commit it to memory and you're really not into learning, well, in that moment that you're going to need that knowledge, you won't have it. I think we need to prepare for an every man for himself type of an event, because I think that until things get less chaotic after a nuclear blast or something else that is as bad, if that causes chaos in your area, there will come a time where that chaos will lessen and people will be able to communicate without being as scared of them as they probably should be at the first of a catastrophe. And then you're going to see like-minded people are going to seek each other out. And that's where rebuilding and that's where just healing starts. But we have to get ourselves into that place. And it's going to be up to you. It's going to be up to me. We can no longer rely on our government checks coming through. We can't rely on our pensions. We can't rely on our job being there. The only thing that we can rely on is God. I suggest that you get as close to God as you possibly can. Live in His will and tell others. Tell others that that is the safe haven, that is the port of call, is in the arms of God. That's what we must do. I hope I've reached the right people today. And I really appreciate you tuning in. This ministry comes to you only because of your donations. Your generosity is the only thing that keeps this on the air. And if Truth to Ponder means something to you, if you get something from these broadcasts, which when I listen to Bob Bierman, I sure do, I hope you would consider sending a donation to keep this ministry going. It's very easy to do. Go to the website, which is truth2ponder.com. Click on the support tab and follow instructions. Or if you want to send a donation in by mail, you can send a check or money order. Write the check out to Ancient Word Radio. You would mail to Truth to Ponder, P.O. Box 510, Chilhowie, 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 Virginia. And the zip code is 24319. I can't stress enough that we must walk in truth. I cannot stress enough that time is growing short. We have to use the time wisely. I hope that my words do not fall on deaf ears today. I really appreciate you tuning in. And until next time, everyone, stay in prayer. Keep your eyes wide open. Stay strong. And never ever forget. Replace fear with faith.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.